This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, even with some recent moisture, drought continues to rear its head across the region. How is this affecting cattle herds?
Right now, much of the High Plains is experiencing drought in varying degrees. But one of the key considerations this time of year is that it's affecting pasture turnout, when we can get cattle out to grass, but also it's overlapping with the breeding season. So we really need to kind of manage several different things when it comes to making sure that we maintain productive herds and are able to create pregnancies, right? And also maintain existing pregnancies.
All right, good stuff. Hey, more on drought and cattle when we come back.
Memorial Day in Minot means one thing. Hot Tots Home Opener Baseball. May 25th at 6:35 p.m. Celebrate summer the right way with the Minot Hot Tots. Party patio tickets are the only seats still available. And for just $30, you'll score all-you-can-eat ballpark food and a free exclusive opening day t-shirt while supplies last. Just use promo code T-shirt at checkout. But don't wait. Once the party patio fills up, that's it. May 25th, 6:35 p.m. Corbett Field. The Minot Hot Tots Home Opener. Get your tickets now before they're gone.
It's sale time at Bruner Angus Ranch Turnout Bull Sale. We will be selling 60 registered yearling and two-year-old bulls, along with 100 open replacement heifers. Sale will be Monday, June 1st at 1 o'clock. Note the new sale location at the Bruner Angus Feed Yard, northeast of Drake. For more information, go to BrunerAngusRanch.com or call 626-2070 or 721-4754. We always sell with the Bruner Guarantee.
Talking drought and cattle today on Ag Issues with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, how does one balance nutrition in the midst of drought during breeding season?
So the first 90 days after cow calves are definitely the most nutrient demanding, both from an energy perspective and protein. They require more as they're producing milk and raising that calf. So during drought, if forage quality or quantity is less than what's required, that can really impact their ability to keep condition on. After calving and entering that breeding season, they're definitely at a higher risk for not rebreeding and coming up open. So knowing what different types of forages you have in your pastures and how well they're growing and matching that with your grazing pattern can really help you maintain some of that grazing management, especially during the breeding season when we need to make sure we keep cattle in good condition. Cattle that are thinner during the breeding season definitely have lower pregnancy rates compared to cattle in a moderate body condition.
Good stuff as always, Lacey. Thanks for that. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by Minot Hot Tots Baseball, opening series May 25th and 26th, by the Bruner Angus Bull Sale, and by Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen in South Minot.